Philippine President Gloria Arroyo has declared a state of rebellion in Manila after overnight violence that left several people dead. Thousands of supporters of ousted President Joseph Estrada tried to break down the gates of the presidential palace in the capital. They're demanding Estrada's release from detention, insisting that the corruption charges leveled against him are politically motivated. Estrada, who was arrested last week, is accused of plundering the country and amassing a personal fortune during his 2.5 years in power. The BBC's Simon Ingram is in Manila. Is this an attempted coup here?
That's certainly the line being taken by the current government of President Gloria Arroyo. She says that the manner in which this assault on the presidential palace took place indicated that it was deliberately instigated by a group of opposition politicians who were bent on overthrowing her government and installing themselves in power. I think that there are some who might question the government's view of things. It's certainly true that the protests which have been taking place here ever since the arrest of Joseph Estrada last week have been gathering momentum, and I think at some point or other something had to give. So I think there was an element of the people power, which of course the Philippines has experienced in the past.
And who has more of that people power, Estrada or Arroyo?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think what we're seeing at the moment is a country which is very sharply polarized between those who, broadly speaking, support the Arroyo administration and who applauded the manner in which she came to power when back in January when Mr. Estrada was forced out of office. And on the other hand, the very large number of supporters of former President Joseph Estrada. It's a social cleavage, apart from anything else, I think. The middle classes and the business community broadly go with Mrs. Arroyo. The working classes, especially the urban poor, people who always identified with Mr. Estrada, side with him. And I think that this is one of the most dangerous aspects of the crisis the country is now facing.
Well, did Estrada plunder the country? Does the government have a good case against him?
That isn't entirely clear. I think that the prosecutors think that they have certainly got masses of evidence which would suggest that he was guilty of this extraordinary series of kickbacks and other scams during his time in the presidential office. But the prosecution is widely held to have made a number of rather crucial mistakes in terms of drawing up the charges against him. They've had to withdraw or decided to withdraw one or two of the lesser charges, which didn't look very good. And, of course, the whole evidence has to be tested as yet in a court of law.
Well, you have another test in a couple of weeks with Senate elections.
Yes, I think that this is a crucial element in the whole situation now. Many people say that the government made a serious miscalculation by carrying out the arrest so close to election day. What they've done, in effect, is to hand a powerful weapon to the opposition, who have not hesitated to use Mr. Estrada and his fate to treat him as a victim, which has enabled them to rally support behind their cause.
The BBC's Simon Ingram in Manila.